I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Finn Kidland of Norway and Edward Prescott of the United States are this year's winners of the Nobel Prize for Economics. They will share the $1.3 million award. We're joined by Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington, D.C. John, what about these prize winners?
Well, despite his given name, Finn Kidland is from Norway, although he is economics professor at two schools in the United States, Carnegie Mellon University and the University of California. Edward Prescott is an American who also teaches at Arizona State University. He works at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. I was able to catch up with Prescott by phone this morning in between congratulatory calls from colleagues and friends, and he said he's not sure whether he's still dreaming.
I was sleeping. My cell phone rang, and, well, then I sort of guessed, because who else would be calling at 4 a.m.?
He gets a call at 4 a.m., and he thinks it's the Royal Academy in Sweden.
Who else would think that, right?
Well, what kind of research are these two gentlemen being recognized for?
They've been research partners for a long time. In the late 70s, they wrote an article that's considered the definitive explanation of the so-called time consistency problem in economic policy. That essentially means it's something that watchers of politics know very well, that policymakers don't necessarily make the best economic decisions over the long term, that they'll frequently go for short-term benefits. For example, politicians are likely to ignore the inflationary implications of running up big debts when they vote for spending to get reelected.
Policy is really a game, in that what we want to do is to develop institutions that permit us to commit to good policies. By so doing, the performance of the economy can be dramatically improved.
So Kidland and Prescott were able to steer economic policymaking away from political agencies to ones that are shielded from short-term political pressures, such as central banks like the Federal Reserve Board and the European Central Bank.
Are these two working together now? Because this research is something they've done in the past.
Yeah, they have some more recent plaudits. In the 90s, they showed how improvements in technology benefited productivity at companies and how these new technologies can be an important driver of business cycles, more so than the old theories that gave more weight to traditional economic influences like supply and demand and the spending choices that consumers make. Kidland and Prescott showed that the economy reacts not only to demand-side pressures, but also supply-side improvements that are made by good managers who make more productive use of new technologies. So in the Marketplace newsroom today, we'll be fleshing out some of these economic theories from the new Nobel winners, as well as taking a look at why the Prize for Economics is the unloved stepchild of the other awards that were established by Alfred Nobel.
Well, they still get the $1.3 million. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.